This recording, Louisiana 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the desert district of territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That was much nearer for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of partridge, checked herself in the mirror, washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that an animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally she would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harris, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it was like it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gently stroke the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed the bath, the goose, she wiped off her face, wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then she confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effect treatment and required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was fair price for a cure. I was born in Plaquemine, Louisiana. I have 4 children, and my profession now is I'm a warehouse manager, and I live in Panama City Beach. Come from a family of 12. And my mama had 19 children, her sister had 19 children, and we're all from the South, and my heritage is German, Indian, and Cajun, and some French. My children's at 8, 19, 1, 17, and 1, 15, and 1, 14. Very smart.